it's critical to understand that one of the primary goals of the globalist regime that's engaged in global depopulation right now is to keep people in the dark about what's happening so that the rug pull works. And what I mean by that is if the population were widely aware that they have been targeted for termination, if they were widely aware that the vaccine is a depopulation bioweapon, if they were widely aware that the food infrastructure is being deliberately sabotaged in order to lead up to engineered global food scarcity, then a lot more people would get prepared and they would survive. They would survive the rug pull, which is the engineered collapse, you know, the globalist pulling the trigger, collapsing the currency, taking down the banks, you know, bank holidays, bail-ins, bank freezes, all of that. And they can't have people surviving it because, of course, their goal is to eliminate as many people as possible. So this is why you see the news telling you, oh, everything's fine, or Janet Yellen, the banking system is safe, it's all very solid, it's all good. They're doing this on purpose to mislead people. They are downplaying the dangers of the plan that they are themselves rolling out in order to make sure that they ensnare as many people as possible in the depopulation net that they're casting over the world. And this is the equivalent of one fisherman saying to the other fisherman, hey, don't scare the fish. We got to catch them. And we don't want them to get spooked. That's the globalists. They don't want humans to get spooked because, well, humans are targeted to be trapped. And it is now very clearly a measure of intelligence among people, their ability to see what's actually happening in the world, whereas it's a measure of stupidity when people just go along with whatever they're told to believe or told to think. You know, the oblivious masses are quite low IQ, quite stupid. But those who have a functioning cognition are able to now see the picture quite clearly, and they do not trust the governments, they do not trust the CDC, the FDA, they do not trust the banks, nor the establishment. Now, of course, it's one thing to say you don't trust the system, but it's quite another to take action to insulate yourself from the collapse of that system. And that's where a lot of people who should know better have not yet taken enough action. They fall off in the preparedness chapter of this. I mean, again, they may intellectually know what's going on, but if they haven't actually prepared with extra food or financial mobility or financial off-ramps or whatever the case may be, gold and silver or however people are storing assets, then they're going to be caught and they're going to be destroyed by this. And I want you to imagine what major American cities are going to look like in the very near future, which is abandoned large commercial office towers, you know, multi-story towers, maybe 12 stories tall or taller, utterly abandoned because there will be no viable businesses left to lease them, and they exist in highly violent, collapsed areas of the city. And then these buildings will become occupied by the surviving remnant of that city, whatever that looks like. It's going to be, of course, criminal gangs, drug addicts. It's going to be just replete with violence, rape and prostitution and weapons trade and human trafficking. So a lot of these cities will, in fact, be turned into just criminal hubs for complete lawless activity. And you will actually see, and this was actually depicted in a science fiction movie, I forgot the name of it, but you will see different floors of these buildings claimed by different gangs, different groups. And, you know, the higher floors will have a tactical advantage over the city, but then again, their supply chain is somewhat limited because they have to get food and water through the lower floors. And then you're going to have some buildings claimed entirely by certain groups or gangs, and then other buildings maybe adjacent to them will be claimed by other groups and other gangs. And you might have one side, one entire side of a high rise which is a no-go zone because you'll be receiving incoming gunfire from the other building that is adjacent to that side. And so everybody lives on the opposite side to not get shot every day. But these are going to be hell holes because, of course, it's unlikely there will be electricity. Certainly, HVAC systems will not function. It's very unlikely they will have running water. So in order to not die, they will have to organize rather complex systems of getting food and water into these buildings and into these cities. And it's going to be difficult. It may not even be viable for very long. The real survivability is going to come in the rural areas. If you want to live, you get out of the city. You go to the countryside where you have a chance to grow food. You have a chance to harvest maybe rainwater or get water out of a creek or something like that and then filter it. And you've got enough, let's say, wood, you know, for a fire, you know, to boil water or to heat a home or something like that. It's the rural areas where people will go to in order to survive. And rural survival is not something that can easily be achieved by people who have lived their entire lives in a city. So when you have the zombie mob exodus out of the cities and they go to the countryside, they're probably not looking to become farmers. More likely, they're just looking to raid the food supplies that they can find and then move on. So they're going to be raiders. They're going to be parasites. They're going to be violent aggressors in the countryside. Again, and this is really important to understand, people who grew up in the city, who lived in the city their entire life, they cannot simply become rural farmers. It's not just a skill set, it's a mindset. It's a way of living. You know, city people, for example, many of them are afraid to sweat. They are. They're afraid to touch the dirt. They're afraid of nature because they, you know, again, they've lived in a concrete jungle their entire lives. They don't understand nature. They've never been around it. And so their learning curve of being able to work with nature and work with soils and compost and friendly bugs and whatever, their learning curve is almost impossible. So they're just going to loot the countryside or attempt to. And remember, too, these are the people who believed the establishment the entire time. So they fell for the rug pull. They fell for it. They believed everything they were told. They believed the vaccines were safe and effective. They believed the government and the corporations cared for them. They believed the banks would protect their money. You know, they just on and on. They believed everything, and so they fell for everything. Gullibility is not a survival trait. And since they believed everything and they believed, they had faith in a system that was designed to fail. You know, the fractional reserve banking system is designed to fail. They take the money out. There's not enough money in the system to meet the withdrawal demand by design. But since they believe the system that was built to destroy them, they themselves will be destroyed as the system's crater. But here's another critical point in all of this that's rather shocking and surprising to a lot of people. Those who are destroyed by the rug pull, which is the really the Great Reset, you know, the engineered collapse, most of them will never know what happened, even as it's happening. They are unable to identify reality just by definition because they fell for everything. So even as they are starving, even as they are homeless, as they're kicked out of their homes because their bank accounts have been wiped out, because their dollars have collapsed and their job is gone, even as this is happening to them, they will invent a narrative that somehow makes it not their fault. They will never say that, oh, they were gullible and they believed in a bunch of liars and they got tricked and that's why they're in this situation. No, they will fabricate a narrative and it will go something like this. And again, this is for city people kicked out of their homes, losing everything, vaccine injured. They will say, well, it's those country people that took all the food and kept it for themselves. That's why we're starving. It's those country people that did that. Or, oh, it's those anti-government people that created all the havoc. Or it's the people that hate the dollar that caused the banks to fail, and that's why we all lost our dollars. It's the anti-dollar people, right? Whatever. they will have a narrative, a very satisfying narrative that fulfills their own need to pretend that they aren't stupid, you know, to pretend they're not gullible. Even high IQ people who are gullible, they will never tell themselves that they're gullible. I know people like this. They took a bunch of jabs and boosters, and now they've decided to stop taking them. And I say, well, what does that mean about your decision to take it in the first place, right? They will never admit that they were gullible. They will say things like, well, that was the best information available at that time, and now there's new information available, so I'm reassessing my decision. It's like, no, you were a freaking moron. You were a gullible fool. You fell for it. You're an idiot. No, right? So they will argue with you the whole time. And by the way, there never was any information that supported the safety and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine or the boosters. Never. It was always hype. It was always an experimental jab. It was always a medical fraud and marketing fraud and propaganda. And people fell for it. Those are the same people who will have zero preparedness when the rug is pulled out from underneath them, but somehow they will blame you. They will blame you and me and people like us who planned ahead. And if you don't believe me, just recall that they blamed us for spreading COVID. Remember when they said that it's the unvaccinated people that are spreading COVID, and that's why vaccines should be mandated, and that the unvaccinated people are irresponsible, horrible people in society who should probably be arrested and locked up and blah, blah, blah. They already went through that phase. They will do it again. Because that's the way they think. They can never blame themselves. They can never take responsibility for their own gullibility or stupidity, for that matter. So just keep all this in mind as events proceed. It's going to get interesting, and you should expect that these zombie hordes they'll spread out into the countryside, and they will try to steal everything from you while condemning you for having food. Yeah, that's coming, so be prepared. Mike Adams here, a health ranger, Brighteon.com, and also naturalnews.com. Get ready. Take care.